Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. The issue for autumn 2024 and is presented to you by readers Sharon and Rochelle and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We are also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It is about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe.
Work starts on 1 Horton Heath Homes. Work to create an exciting new community in Eastleigh Borough reached a major milestone in August with the appointment of the lead contractor. 1 Horton Heath is the centre of the borough and bordered by West End, Hedge End and Fair Oak, and will provide around 2,500 high-quality homes, together with a vibrant local centre, a primary school and sports fields, 3 new commercial hubs and a host of connected spaces and areas for wildlife to thrive. Surrey-based Waits Group Limited has been appointed to build the first 381 homes at Lower Acre. Waits is one of the UK's leading family-owned development, building and property maintenance companies with wide experience in both the public and private sectors. The first of 9 residential phases at 1 Horton Heath, Lower Acre will offer a range of properties from 1 to 4 bedroom homes. Prospective residents will have multiple options, including homes for purchase, rental properties, and shared ownership opportunities. Notably, 35% of these homes will meet the definition of affordable housing, ensuring diverse and inclusive housing options for the community. Eastleigh Borough Council is both landowner and developer for the 355-acre 1 Horton Heath scheme, and properties will be sold or let through the authority's recently created housing arm, Eastbrook Homes. An infrastructure-first approach means that key elements, such as an important link road, are already being built before work on the housing gets underway. Leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Keith House, said, "As a council, we're committed to providing much-needed, high-quality housing in our borough. So it's very exciting to reach the hugely important milestone of building work starting on the first homes at 1 Horton Heath. We're delivering a different approach to development, focusing on community, innovation and sustainability to deliver the right kind of homes that are in the right location with infrastructures and other facilities in place before house building gets underway. To find out more about properties at 1 Horton Heath, visit eastbrookhomes.co.uk.
Protecting our environment. Green Triumph, Borough's Green Spaces win awards. 3 cheers for 3 Green Flag awards. Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Parks have both scooped green flags in the Keep Britain Tidy Charities National Award Scheme, along with Hedge End Town Council, who received their award for the 15th year running for the Albert Road Cemetery and War Memorial Garden. Lakeside, south of Eastleigh Town Centre, has won its fourth green flag in a row, whilst Itchen Valley Country Park in West End is well into its second decade of success in the award scheme. The Green Flag Award Scheme, managed by environmental charity Keep Britain Tidy under licence from the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government, recognises and rewards well-managed parks and green spaces, setting the benchmark standard for the management of green spaces across the United Kingdom and around the world. Lakeside Country Park boasts an award-winning conference centre and facilities block for users of the lakes and wider park, with a network of trails designed in partnership with the community. A major programme of improvements is nearing completion at Itchen Valley Country Park, which has brought new play facilities, community buildings, covered outdoor event space, as well as accessible changing places facilities and better picnic areas. Councillor Tonya Gregg, the Council's Cabinet Lead for Health and Social Policy, said, "Winning a further two green flags for our wonderful country parks is a tribute to the hard work and talent of our Green Spaces teams. The parks play an important role in residents' well-being, and it is great to have confirmation that they are being managed to such high levels of quality. With the huge improvements to Itchen Valley Country Park, they are clearly going from strength to strength." Find out more about the two country parks at eastleigh.gov.uk/country-parks-and-open-spaces. New easier parking system at Itchen Valley Country Park. Itchen Valley Country Park is set to introduce a new, more convenient parking system in the near future. Currently, visitors must estimate their length of stay and purchase a pay and display ticket accordingly, which they then display in their vehicles. The new system will feature entry barriers that allow guests to drive directly into the park without prepaying. After enjoying the park's numerous facilities, visitors can settle their parking fees at one of the pay stations before exiting through the barriers. This upgrade means that you will only pay for the time spent at the park, eliminating the risk of losing unused parking time or incurring a penalty charge notice for overstaying. Payment methods will include cash and debit or credit cards, with plans to introduce parking offers, season tickets and reduced rates for special events. Implementing this upgraded system is part of the ongoing efforts to regenerate and improve the park while maintaining current parking charges.
Glass bottle banks to be removed. Residents reminded to use their fortnightly curbside glass collection. Residents will see that glass bottle banks throughout the borough will be removed from the week commencing the 9th of September, and residents are encouraged to make use of the fortnightly curbside glass recycling service operated by the council. In 2021, the council increased the frequency of its four weekly glass bottles and jar collections from the curbside to fortnightly to enable residents to benefit from a more regular collection. Glass bottle banks were left in several locations across the borough, but with a number of recurring issues at bottle bank locations, such as fly tipping, misuse and contamination, it's been decided to remove the glass bottle banks. Residents are reminded when they put bottles and jars out for collection, we can only empty glass from council glass boxes. Do not overfill your glass box, level with the top of the box. You can apply for an additional free glass box online at eastleigh.gov.uk. Declutter your home with free doorstep collection. Eastleigh Borough Council has partnered up with Anglo Doorstep Collections to offer a free collection of unwanted household items, including small electricals, clothing, footwear. Now it's even easier to declutter your home and help charities without leaving your home. Anglo accepts items such as clothes, shoes, books, small electronics, PCs, microwaves and crockery in good condition. Simply pack your donations into boxes or bags, making sure to check the list of accepted items on the Anglo website. Schedule a collection online and choose a charity from the provided list. Receive an email with a 2-hour window for the pickup the next day. On collection day, place your bagged or boxed items outside your door. You don't need to be home, but if you are, you can keep the items inside and the Anglo driver will knock to collect. Over 160 bookings have been made in our borough alone since June, resulting in around a ton of donations, including clothing, bric-a-brac, linen, books and toys. The value of these collections equate to around £500 donated to chosen charities with Anglo. What a great start! To book a collection, visit anglodoorstepcollections.co.uk/charity collections-Eastleigh-Borough-Council.
Now is the time to go electric. In a time of fluctuating fuel prices, growing environmental concerns and advancements in electric vehicle, EV, technology, there has never been a better time to make the switch to electric cars. Eastleigh Borough has been steadily growing the number of EV charging points over recent years. The borough now has over 44 public charging points, strategically located in key areas. Charging point locations include Chestnut Retail Park on Chestnut Avenue and Shannon Retail Park on Woodside Avenue, Places Leisure Eastleigh, Hamble Square, Mortimer Road, Fair Oak, Lakeside and Market Street car parks. Fast chargers capable of providing up to 80% charge in under an hour are also becoming more available, reducing the downtime for drivers and making long-distance travel more feasible. On the UK motorway network, drivers are never more than 25 miles away from a charge point. One of the common concerns about electric vehicles has been their range and the fear of running out of charge mid-journey. With continuing improvements in battery technology, modern EVs offer impressive ranges for various driving needs. On average, today's electric cars can travel between 200 to 300 miles on a single charge. Models such as the Tesla Model 3, Nissan Leaf and Hyundai Kona Electric are leading the way, boasting ranges that rival their petrol and diesel counterparts. To find an EV charger near you, visit zap-map.com/live. What to do with your unwanted pumpkins after Halloween? Ahead of the pumpkin carving season, here is some handy advice for what to do with the waste from your spooky creations. The inner flesh of the pumpkin can be scooped and go in your food waste caddy. Don't forget to wrap your food with newspaper or use a biodegradable bag available from most supermarkets. This is collected weekly alongside your bins from the curbside by the waste and recycling crew. Check for your collection dates by logging into My Eastleigh or searching the website for Your Collections. Once Halloween has passed and you no longer require your pumpkin, place it on top of your brown food waste bin and leave it out for collection on your dedicated date. Don't forget you can also dispose of items such as meat bones, fruit, peelings, leftovers and tea bags. Food collection trials have been taking place in the borough to raise more awareness of this quite unique additional service provided by the council and encouraging more food waste recycling. The byproduct of this waste creates usable energy and a great soil conditioner. One area in the trial saw an increase in food waste recycling by a whopping 210%. Keep up the great work around the borough. Also, in recent weeks, you may have spotted some of the waste and recycling team at various locations discussing ways to recycle more and answer any questions. With your help, let's get it sorted with food waste recycling too. Find out more at easley.gov.uk/food waste or sign up to our waste and recycling newsletter.
Recycling heroes popping up around the borough. More and more residents are improving their recycling habits around the borough. Towards the end of 2023, we launched the Let's Get It Sorted Recycling Awareness campaign to help residents recycle right by putting the right items in the right bins. The campaign imagery illustrates the items that should go in your green recycling bin. Any other items should be placed in your black bin or taken to a local recycling centre. The Council's recycling team confirmed an improvement in our ranking on the Hampshire Recycling League table compared to the 12 neighbouring councils. With the help of local children, we also created some short videos showing items that often get put in the wrong bin. These YouTube videos have been seen by over 160,000 times. These eco warriors did a fab job. We plan to make more, so watch this space. View the videos on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@EastleighBC. Sign up to our waste and recycling newsletter. Keep up to date with the latest developments in waste and recycling. Nelly the plastic bottle eating fish. Nelson, or Nelly as she is affectionately called, is a huge metal fish that is transported around the local area to raise awareness of the sheer volume of disposable plastic bottles we use. She has been kindly loaned to us by the Final Straw Foundation and is a whopping 6 metres long, made entirely from scrap metal, wheel arches, old boat trailers, the frames from old warehouse trolleys and old chicken wire. Nelly has made her way to the Hamble School. The idea is simple. Students need to fill Nelly up with their used plastic bottles, illustrating just how many of these disposable items we use and the huge volume of waste we create. Find out more at easley.gov.uk/recycle. Coffee pod recycling is here. Sign up for the free service today. Visit podback.org.
Join our garden waste scheme for 6 months. Don't waste time and fuel booking a trip to the tip. Join over 24,000 other borough residents and sign up today. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. The cost of a bin is only £40 for 6 months from 31st of October 2024. Benefits include: it saves you time and is more convenient. No more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle. Collected fortnightly from your curbside. No more booking or queuing at your local tip. Wheeled bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. Sign up at easley.gov.uk/garden waste.
Enabling a healthier Easley. Pedal power. Easley rolls out free cycling activities. We recently asked residents to tell us what activities they would most like to attend, and almost 150 people filled out our short survey. Cycling proved to be popular. Sustrain's Community Engagement Officer, Ray, is now running a series of fun family activities across the borough, all aiming at helping people to cycle more, cycle safely and discover new routes across the borough. It's called Cycle Together Easley. Cycle Together Easley has three types of events planned: free bike maintenance workshops, a fun, practical 2-hour session aiming to build up your bike maintenance knowledge, give you top tips from experts, and leave you ready to tackle the most common bike faults. Free, family-friendly led rides. Join fun, family-friendly rides across Eastleigh Borough, led by qualified ride leaders with years of experience. Anyone can join in. People new to cycling, getting back into riding, or wanting to build their confidence. Discover new routes to help make cycling part of your everyday journeys. Free bike skills sessions. These two-hour bike skills sessions are tailored to you, whether you are learning to ride or looking to improve your bike handling skills. For example, building your balance, safe and effective braking techniques, cornering skills, mastering gears, and more. All these cycling events are free to attend. Simply register via Eventbrite to secure your place. Don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity to enhance your cycling skills in a friendly and supportive environment. Want to request a session in your area? There is still time to let us know what support you need to make cycling a part of your everyday journey. The short survey is anonymous unless you would like to sign up to Cycle Together Eastleigh email updates, which includes news about the upcoming cycle map consultation. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/cycletogether.
Support for young people. Youth Options is committed to making a significant positive impact on the lives of young people by meeting them where they spend their time, in parks, green spaces, and on the streets. Through detached youth work sessions, Youth Options engage with young people in their own environments, building meaningful relationships that enable them to provide much-needed support, encouraging them to think about the consequences of risky behaviours, set ambitions and future goals, gain essential skills, improve their social interactions and help them stay in education or employment. Beyond these important discussions, they also offer valuable guidance on crucial topics such as understanding antisocial behaviour, sexual health and relationships, communication skills, mental health and well-being, healthy lifestyle choices, personal safety, and employment, education and training. Youth Options support can be found at these locations: Eastleigh Town Centre and surrounding areas, Fridays 2pm to 9pm, Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, Mondays and Tuesdays 5:30 to 9pm, Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, Mondays 2:30 to 6pm and Thursdays 5:30 to 9pm, Burselden, Hamble and Hound, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays 5:30 to 9pm, Borley Green, Wednesdays 3 to 6:30pm. For more information on Youth Options, visit youthoptions.org.uk.
Volunteer celebrated. Local volunteers were welcomed by the Mayor of Eastleigh for a special celebration at Itchen Valley Country Park. It honoured their dedication in supporting council projects and venues across the borough. The Mayor, Councillor David Pragnell, shared a cream tea with the volunteers and thanked them for their hard work. Volunteers who helped with the Green Spaces teams, Plant Eastleigh Project and the Point and Bury Theatres attended. Roles included green spaces conservation and events volunteering, as well as theatre ushers. They all helped to support the health and well-being of both the volunteers and the community, as well as nurture local wildlife habitats. The event took place in The Hyde, the new indoor space at Itchen Valley Country Park. To view current volunteering opportunities, please visit eastleigh.gov.uk/volunteering. Eastleigh Active Summer Wrap-Up. Eastleigh Active promised to provide session for kids aged 5 to 16 that were a little bit different over the summer holidays. The various activities were spread across the borough, ranging from sailing to CrossFit, golf to orienteering, and aerial hoop, to name a few, with something on most days. Children could access budget-friendly sessions to try something new this summer at £3.50 per person, or partially subsidised for those on housing benefits or council tax support, as well as free swimming and the ever-popular skate jam event in July. One parent said, "This is the first time we have participated and I can't believe how fantastic it was. Great value, and my son really enjoyed trying new things. I look forward to next summer sessions. Thank you." The funding for this fun programme comes from the council's sports works, as well as the local area committees, parish and town councils, and is supported by many of our partners, including sports clubs, activity providers and venues. The council's cabinet member for health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "Another fun-filled summer for Eastleigh Active, with new and well-loved sessions returning, allowing hundreds of children and young people to try something new whilst making new friends and fond memories. A special thanks to everyone involved for making this programme not only fun but affordable to everyone in the borough. Watch this space for the next Eastleigh Active." Find out more about Eastleigh Active at eastleigh.gov.uk/Eastleigh Active.
Holiday family fun at Itchen Valley Country Park. Hundreds of local children in receipt of benefits related free school meals enjoyed free activity fun days at Itchen Valley Country Park West End this summer. Throughout August, the park hosted four fun-filled days, offering an exciting variety of games and crafts. Activities included dodgeball, circus skills, family cooking, rounders, African drumming, leaf printing and team games. The children enjoyed the opportunity to make smoothies by pedalling our smoothie bikes and take advantage of the open spaces and play areas offered at the country park. Each child also enjoyed a two-course meal and took home a complimentary water bottle. Cabinet Lead for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "The Family Fun Days have given our local families the opportunity to enjoy a range of fun and enriching activities in one of our country parks over the school holidays. It was great to see the families getting involved, learning and having fun together. These Family Fun Days were made possible through funding from the Holiday Activities and Food Programme, provided by the Department of Education and distributed through Hampshire County Council's Connect for Communities initiative. Supporting people with a disability or long-term health issues. The Eastleigh Active Health Programme aims to engage people with a disability or those at risk of long-term health conditions through the provision of positive physical activity sessions. Regular physical activity is proven to help maintain good physical and mental health, and everyone should aim to be physically active every day. However, those people who experience health inequalities are less likely to be physically active and therefore more vulnerable to COVID-19 and long-term conditions. The programme provides an exciting variety of sessions that offer opportunities for all ages to be physically active. The Eastleigh Active Health Programme has been funded by Energise Me on behalf of Hampshire County Council to support people at greater risk of negative impacts from the pandemic and protect the most vulnerable from COVID-19 infection. The programme works with a number of partners, including Places Leisure Eastleigh and The Point Eastleigh. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/EAH.
Creating homes and communities. Peninsula Sounds launch. Wild Museum have been commissioned to build a sound archive for Burswellton, Hamble and Hound, which responds to the history, culture and biodiversity of the area. This project has been named Peninsula Sounds. Throughout the summer, Wild Museum have been creating audio recordings that explore and interpret the area's past, present and future. This includes seasonal wildlife, conversations with residents, historic folk songs from the area, and underwater explorations. Wild Museum are a team of artists and sound recordists who work all over the world and regularly broadcast on BBC radio and television. This public art project was funded by developers' contributions. The archive will launch online and at a special event at Abbey Hall in Netley Abbey on Saturday the 28th of September at 1 o'clock. For more information about the event and to book a free ticket to attend, please visit eastleigh.gov.uk/HP-sounds. Collecting memories of Hiltonbury Polish Dependence Hostel Camp. Artist Jantka Platten has been commissioned to develop public art celebrating diversity and memorialising the Polish Dependence Hostel Camp in Hiltonbury after World War II. Jantka, whose parents were also moved from Poland to the UK in the 1940s, has been meeting with residents of the camp to hear their memories and discuss a fitting contemporary tribute to their experience. In July, she also ran a workshop with Hiltonbury Juniors Year 5 pupils, learning about the history of the site where their school now stands and making their own recreation of the Nissen huts, which around 1,000 people lived in from 1947 to 57. Jantka's designs for the artwork will be shared in the coming months and are subject to approval by the local area committee and Chandlersford Parish Council, who own the land at Hiltonbury Recreation Ground. This project was funded by developers' contributions and supported by the National Lottery through Arts Council England.
The Viewfinder Project. In Hedge End, West End and Botley, art and placemaking experts Cara Courage and Richard Wolfstrome have been running free walks and workshops with residents to collect ideas about future public art projects in the area. Funded by developers' contributions and funds allocated by the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, the Viewfinder Project is a collaborative effort to enrich our communities with thoughtful, inspiring and impactful public art. Cara and Richard will incorporate residents' needs and desires in a vision for public art in Hedge End, West End and Botley, which will be shared in draft from this autumn. For more information about the Viewfinder Project and to contribute through the online survey, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/HEweb-public art. Local Plan Review. We are at an early stage in reviewing and updating our local plan. This is the key document to shape the borough and guide future development. It is a long-term plan to meet our needs for new homes, employment and community facilities while protecting our environment and providing necessary infrastructure. Its policies will be used to determine planning applications. Later this year, we will be asking your views on the issues facing the borough and the options for future development. This will influence the next stages in the plan when we consider draft policies and what sites to allocate for development. To find out more about the local plan and other planning policy work, please visit eastleigh.gov.uk/localplan and sign up for email updates.
What's on? Comedy highlights. Little Wonder, in association with PBJ Management, present Kiri Pritchard-McLean, Peacock, Thursday, 12th of September, 7:30 p.m. at The Point. RBM Comedy presents Mark Simmons, Quip Off the Mark, Thursday, the 26th of September, 7:30 p.m. at The Point. Ed Patrick, Catch Your Breath, The Secret Life of a Sleepless Anesthetist. Friday, the 11th of October, 7:30 p.m., The Berry Theatre. a celebration of Father Ted with Joe Rooney, Friday, the 11th of October, 7:30 p.m. at The Point. The Noise Next Door, Freewheeling, Friday, the 18th of October, 8 p.m, The Berry Theatre. Bound and Gagged Limited presents Omid de Jahali Namaste, Friday, the 25th, and Saturday, the 26th of October, 8 p.m, at The Point. Family Highlights. The Suitcase Storytelling Company presents Grow, Saturday, 28th of September, 11 a.m, 12:30 p.m, and 2 p.m, at The Point. Comedy Club for Kids, Saturday, 5th of October, 2 p.m, The Berry Theatre. Animal Guys presents Amazing Animals, Saturday, 12th of October, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. at The Point. Full House Theatre presents The King's Polar Bear, Tuesday, 29th of October, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at The Berry Theatre. 1/10 Human and House presents Curious Investigators, Friday the 1st of November, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at The Point.
Theatre and Music Highlights. The Dolly Show on Friday the 20th of September, 7:30 p.m. at the Berry Theatre. That's Entertainment Productions presents The Very Best of Tommy Cooper, Just Like That, Saturday the 28th of September, 7:30 p.m. The Berry Theatre. The Take That Experience, Saturday the 12th of October, 7:30 p.m. at the Berry Theatre. Karma Music presents A Head Full of Coldplay, A Celebration of the Music, Saturday the 19th of October, 7:30 p.m. at The Point. The Eras Experience, Taylor Swift Tribute by Zena, Wednesday the 30th of October at 7 p.m. at The Point. And Matt Daniel Baker, Mind Reader, Friday the 1st of November, 7:30 p.m. at The Point. Your Festive Highlights. The Point and the House of Many Moons cordially invite you to Eastleigh this Christmas as they share an unforgettable tale of Cinderella, complete with all the magic that you've heard before, but with a time-bending twist. Cinderella's Wellies offers an enchanting experience for the whole family and runs from Saturday the 21st to Tuesday the 31st of December at various times. At the Berry Theatre, Hedge End, families can enjoy There's a Monster in Your Christmas Show, a new musical show adapted from Tom Fletcher's beloved book series, Who's in Your Book? A high-energy 50-minute adventure featuring lively, original music, this show is the perfect introduction to live theatre and runs from Saturday the 14th to Tuesday the 24th of December at various times. The Point's beloved immersive story world returns to brighten up our January and will once again transform their studio theatre into an enchanting winter realm for children aged 5 and under. Young visitors, along with their families and caregivers, are invited to embark on a journey beneath the castle to meet Lulu the Snow Dragon. In this whimsical world, they will encounter a heartwarming story about growing up and dreaming big. Lulu the Snow Dragon is a pay what you can event, with a suggested donation of £5 per child. The event runs from Thursday the 9th of January to Wednesday the 22nd of January. Book your tickets now to avoid disappointment.
Booking info. Booking tickets couldn't be easier. Our current box office hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, or head to our website and book online. Box office phone 02380652333. Website thepointeastleigh.co.uk or theberrytheatre.co.uk. Addresses: The Point, Lee Road, Eastleigh, Hampshire, SO509DE. The Berry Theatre, Wildern Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, Hampshire, S030 4EJ. Facebook and or X, formerly Twitter, The Berry Theatre or The Point Eastleigh /Point Eastleigh. The Rainbow Room, a monthly gathering for the LGBTQ+ community. Pride After Party, Saturday the 14th of September. Halloween Spooktacular Social, Thursday the 24th of October. Social Evening, Thursday 14th November. Christmas Shindig, Thursday the 12th of December. The website, thepointeastleigh.co.uk/the-rainbow-room.
Autumn events at the country parks. Walk and Talk. Free guided walks to spend time in nature in a safe and friendly environment. Book online. Lakeside Country Park. Tuesdays 24th of September, the 8th and the 22nd of October, between 1 and 2 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. Thursdays 26th of September, 10th and 24th of October, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Burselden, Wednesday the 2nd of October, 10:30 a.m. Hound, Wednesdays 18th of September and 16th of October, 10:30 a.m. And Hamble, Wednesdays 25th of September and 23rd of October, also at 10:30 a.m. Craft and Natter, Wet Felting. Tuesday the 17th of September from 10 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. costs £7. You create a landscape using wool, soap and water and friction. Craft and Natter, Decoupage. Tuesday the 15th of October, 10 a.m. to 11:45 a.m., £7. Decorate several items with patterned paper. Lino Cut Art Workshop with Joe Morley. On Thursday the 19th of September, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., £45 and includes refreshments. Participants will be guided through the printmaking process and will take away an original series of exciting prints. Fungi Foray with John Wright. Friday the 25th of October, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. This costs £20. Join expert, naturalist and publisher John Wright for an educational insight of fungi found growing in the park. Glass Lanterns. Tuesday the 29th of October, 10:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. This costs £5. Decorate a glass jar with spooky decorations ready for Halloween night. And Batcraft. Wednesday the 30th of October, 10:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. This costs £5 and is a workshop to make bats using pine cones and paper.
Hiring the Hide. The Hide is a bright and airy space at Itchen Valley Country Park with panoramic windows connecting you with the nature. The versatile main room holds up to 40 people and can be used for birthday parties, conferences, classes, workshops and much more, with catering options too. Bookings open from mid-September via the website only, with prices starting from £100 for community weekday hiring. To find out more, visit website itchenvalley.co.uk. Halloween at IVCP. Halloween Trail, Friday the 25th to Sunday the 3rd of October at 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Ages 5 years plus, £3. This Halloween, the ancient witch of the woodlands awakens from her centuries-old slumber. Hidden deep within the forest, she stirs, eager to share her magic. Can you help cast her spell? Halloween Spooktacular. Thursday, 31st of October, evening event. Ages 7 years plus. £9. Book online from the 9th of September. Join us for a journey through our haunted woods. Keep your eyes peeled for some after dark spooktacular happenings. To book, visit website itchinvalley.co.uk/what's-on. Address, Itchin Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, SO303HQ. View full listings for The Point Theatre, thepointeastleigh.co.uk/events, The Bury Theatre, theburytheatre.co.uk/events, Itchin Valley Country Park, itchinvalley.co.uk/what's-on, events in the borough, eastleigh.gov.uk/upcoming-events.
Shaping places. Protected newts, pond plans to save species. The council has teamed up with the Newt Conservation Partnership to create 8 hectares of high quality habitat and 7 clean water ponds to protect the great crested newts and other species at Stoke Park Farm near Bishopstoke. Anna Marie Dennis, Project Officer for the Newt Conservation Partnership, explains, "We are very excited about the project. This will allow great crested newts and other sensitive species to move about the landscape in sheltered safety." Councillor Rupert Carl, Cabinet Lead for the Environment, said, "I'm delighted to see this partnership project progressing, which will contribute significantly towards nature recovery within the borough. I'm looking forward to seeing how the habitats will develop and change over the next few years, and seeing what species colonise the ponds, grassland and hedgerows." The pond creation and planting are all funded by the Nature Space District Licensing Scheme. This will see developers pay into a fund that directly finances this conservation work and is due to start in the autumn. This habitat is to be secured and managed by Eastleigh Borough Council under an agreement for 25 years, with annual monitoring being undertaken by the Newt Conservation Partnership, ensuring the ponds and habitat are managed well for the benefit of wider biodiversity. Find out more on eastleigh.gov.uk and search Protected Newts. Majorette Meg and her mission to capture the town's spirit. Did you meet Eastleigh's artist-in-residence, Megan Clark Bagnall, also known as Majorette Meg, this summer? Meg's been appearing at events in the town centre, trying to find the true colours of Eastleigh and asking what's flying well. Over 300 people shared their memories with Meg as they slid into the past on a pop-up helter-skelter. If you've taken part by swapping an idea for an ice cream at the Urban Beach, your comments are helping to shape the future of Eastleigh Town Centre through an ongoing UK government-funded project called Together We Make Eastleigh. New Costa at Places Leisure Eastleigh. Visitors to Places Leisure Eastleigh can also enjoy a visit to Costa Coffee, as the new cafe has now officially opened its doors. The new cafe is already proving hugely popular with visitors, whether they are looking to grab a quick drink before their workout or relax with a warm cup after their swim. This branch of Costa Coffee is owned and run by Places Leisure Eastleigh, so why not pop in and enjoy a hot drink and a snack? The cafe is open weekdays 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and at weekends 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Burzerdon Pavilion gets welcome cash boost. The pavilion at Long Lane Recreation Ground in Burzerdon is undergoing major renovation. The redevelopment of the building includes replacing the old building, which is no longer fit for purpose, with a 2 changing room sports pavilion. Users of the sports pitches will enjoy enhanced changing, toilet and kitchen facilities, with space for the parish grounds maintenance team. The Burzerdon Hamborne Hound Local Area Committee have allocated more than £640,000 to Burzerdon Parish Council using contributions from developers to carry out the works, which will be led by the Council's project management team. Chair of the Burzard and Hamborne Hound Local Area Committee, Councillor Tonya Craig, who is also the Borough Council's Cabinet Lead for Health and Social Policy, said, "We're committed to making long-term investments in facilities that promote the health and well-being of communities right across the borough. We're pleased to be working in partnership with Burzard and Parish Council to deliver a fantastic facility that I'm sure will be welcomed and well used." New amenities boost well-being in Hedge End, Hamble and Burzardham. The recently refurbished Wildon Leisure Centre will be further improved with a new mezzanine floor to house additional fitness equipment and a larger stretch and functional area. The increased capacity will allow more residents to access the fitness facilities. In 2020, the centre's swimming pool reopened following a £1.2 million programme of Borough Council-funded improvements. Funding has also been approved to bring a permanent outside play area to Hamble Village Play School. The preschool, which is based at the Village Memorial Hall and currently caters for around 40 children, currently has no opportunities for youngsters to play in the open air. Meanwhile, more people will be able to enjoy the Woodland Park in Hungerford with the creation of an all-weather footpath and repairs to the existing bridge. The Woodland Park covers an area of 4 acres of ancient woodland that lie within the old Burzardon Conservation Area. Councillor Cynthia Garton, Chair of the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, which provided funding for the Wildon scheme, said, "We're very pleased that these latest amenities have been given the go-ahead. Promoting well-being in our communities for people of all ages and interests is a key commitment for our local area committees, and it is very rewarding to see projects like these come to fruition."
Your community. Garden revamp at Brown Hill Community Centre. The relocation of a bench and installation of a cycle rack at the front of the Brown Hill Community Centre was the final part of Age Concern Chandler's Ford's exterior refurbishment of its premises. The creation of a small garden with bench, cycle rack and improved pedestrian and wheelchair access has brought many positive comments from our groups and members of the local community. It has become a small community asset where local people can come and rest a while in the small pleasant garden, which a year ago was an unattractive concrete mess. Many thanks to members of the Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury Local Area Committee for enabling the completion of this project. Free Space 4X track is go. Exciting developments are underway for cyclists as the Free Space bike track undergoes a major refurbishment to become a dedicated 4X racing track. This free-to-ride track is open to the public and aims to foster a vibrant and inclusive cycling culture. In parallel with this transformation, Southern 4X Club is launched for riders of all ages and skill levels. Southern 4X hosts practice nights every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. These will offer an opportunity to experience the thrill of 4X racing. To ensure everyone can participate, bikes and safety gear will be provided free of charge for first-time riders. This underscores the club's commitment to making the sport accessible and enjoyable for all. This work is led by Louis, Andy and Nick. All three are passionate riders with extensive experience in the sport, bringing a wealth of knowledge and enthusiasm to the project. In addition to managing the facility, they will offer coaching sessions, helping riders develop their skills and confidence on the track. Their leadership ensures the track meets the highest standards of safety and excitement. Check it out at Southern4X on social media.
Borough's parks are ready for tennis play. Great news for tennis lovers in the borough. Eastleigh Borough Council's Leisure Services team has teamed up with the Lawn Tennis Association LTA, to give our park tennis courts a fantastic makeover. Thanks to significant funding from the UK government, the LTA Tennis Foundation, and support from local committees, the courts at Burslem Recreation Ground, Long Lane, and the Hub in Bishopstoke have been upgraded. The courts have been resurfaced and freshly painted, with new nets and posts installed. The refurbished facilities will be managed by the National Tennis Association, NTA, with access to book courts online or purchase an annual household membership. The NTA will also be delivering a number of coaching sessions for all ages, as well as facilitated free tennis programmes. Ready to play? Check out how to book your court today by visiting clubspark.lta.org.uk/tennis-in-Eastleigh. Friends of Fern Hill receives a funding for community event. The group holds regular events funded by twice yearly coffee mornings and is on the lookout to recruit new friends. Residents and the local community are encouraged to reach out and support this valuable initiative. A community group established in the early 1980s, Friends of Fern Hills, aim is to provide entertainment for the elderly, independent residents of Fernhill Court in Chandler's Ford. Recent funding from the Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury Local Area Committee enabled Friends of Fernhill to put on an event for residents with live music and catering. The residents enjoyed music from entertainer Nancy Longland. For more information, contact the secretary, Anne Maunder, at jeffreymaunder@btinternet.com. Community grants for Hedge End, West End and Botley. The Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, HEWEB, have some money available for community grants. This application form is an initial expression of interest, which will then be reviewed by the grant panel. Please complete the form for your chance to be awarded a grant of up to £500 to deliver a community-based project for people in the area of HEWEB. If your expression of interest is provisionally approved by the panel, we will require further information and documentation and an agreement to work with Eastleigh Borough Council to celebrate your project. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/community-grants.
Eastleigh students get their hands dirty at Lakeside Country Park. Eastleigh College's Special Educational Needs, SEN, students got stuck in with the Growing Garden Project at Lakeside Country Park. Armed with gardening tools and plants, these students rolled up their sleeves to improve the green space outside the Lakeside Centre. With funding from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, UKSPF, the group of 10, along with help from the park rangers, got to work tidying, repairing wooden seating, resurfacing gravel paths, and even building new bee banks. These bee banks are vital habitats for solitary burrowing bees and other insects, helping to support local biodiversity. Studies show that spending time in nature can boost mental health, reduce stress, and increase overall happiness whilst connecting with nature. Take a stroll and see the work at Lakeside Country Park for yourself. Tackling the cost of living in the colder months. Should you be claiming pension credit? If you're over pension age and struggling to make ends meet, then you might be eligible for pension credit. You can get pension credit even if you have other income, savings, or own your own home. It may also provide access to a range of additional benefits. For more details and to work out how much you might get, visit gov.uk/pension-credit. To make a claim, you can contact the Pension Credit Claim Line on 0800 991234. If you need help with applying or checking eligibility, then contact Citizens Advice Eastleigh Advice Line on 0808 278 7862. Lines are open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Thursday, and there is an answer phone service outside these hours to arrange a call back. Calls are free from landlines and most mobile networks. Support for our community. Hitting the Cold Spots. The Hampshire-based team at Hitting the Cold Spots offers advice on the grants available and ways to reduce your energy bills whilst keeping your home warm and healthy. Call 0800 804 8601 for more information or email staywarm@environmentcentre.com.
Check out the local free and low-cost food outlets. Community pantries. These provide a wide range of heavily discounted fresh, frozen and ambient food. Become a member and access £5 per visit for £15 plus worth of food per week. Pylons Wood Community Centre, Chamberlain Road, Burserdon, SO318DT. Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Phone 02380 403703. Citizens Advice Eastleigh, 101 Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO509DR. Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon, and Tuesdays, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Phone 01794 522 106. Community fridges. Free food for anyone that would otherwise go to waste. Bring a bag and help yourself to what you need. Pavilion on the Park, 1 Kingfisher Road, SO509LH, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sundays, 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon. YMCA, Eastleigh, 29 Wealden Way, North Stoneham, Eastleigh, SO509SB, Monday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Food banks. Eastleigh Basics Food Bank, Unit G6, Wells Place, SO505PP, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Phone 07563 609994. The Food Centre, Hedge End, King's Community Church, SO304BZ, Mondays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hounds Basics Food Bank, 30 Queen's View, Netley Abbey, SO315AE, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Phone 07485 007800.
Your chance to comment. Botley Neighbourhood Plan. The final round of public consultation is due to start in September. The Botley Neighbourhood Plan Committee have submitted their final plan to Eastleigh Borough Council. In January 2024, the examiner appointed to assess the plan paused the examination. This was to enable the committee to respond to representations made during the last public consultation, held from between August and October 2023. These were comments on the Habitats Regulation Assessment, the sustainability appraisal of the plan and the site selection process. The Council are undertaking a final round of consultation to ensure everyone has the opportunity to comment on the amended plan. All responses will be provided to the independent examiner. They will then assess if the plan meets all the legal requirements and can proceed to referendum. This is the opportunity for people living in Botley Parish to vote if the plan should be approved. If approved, the plan will be used alongside the local plan to determine planning applications. Join the celebration at Eastleigh Community Showcase. The event, supported by the Council, will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday the 12th of October to promote the work of the wide range of charities, voluntary organisations and community groups operating across Eastleigh Borough. This is an opportunity to talk with them about how they support local people and how you can get involved. The areas of interest covered will include environment, physical activity, mental health, youth groups and older people. There will be games, activities and performances to enjoy. If you have any questions, please contact Jo Proctor on jo.proctor@seafirst.org.uk or find out more on facebook.com/communityfirsteastleigh.
Making the borough a no-go zone for fly tippers. New fines and the recent introduction of movable trail cameras are aimed at making Eastleigh Borough a no-go zone for fly tipping, littering and graffiti. The council agreed a report that will see contractors hit with fixed penalties of up to £800, with householders facing payments of up to £600. Littering offences now attract a maximum £300 penalty. The movable cameras have been placed in fly tipping hotspots. They have proved extremely successful, with several individuals being faced with £200 fixed penalty notices based on evidence gathered under the scheme, including a person whose vehicle was used to dump waste in Shop Lane, Burselden. A number of other cases are now being considered for prosecution. The Councillor's Cabinet Lead for Environment, Councillor Rupert Kirrell, said, "Fly tipping and littering are an increasing and costly problem for councils and committees, and we're optimistic that the new schedule of fixed penalties will have a strong deterrent effect. We're really pleased with the impact that the new cameras are already having in catching incidents of fly tipping. We're keen to make the borough a no-go zone for fly tippers by issuing heavier fixed penalties and using the new cameras to gather evidence. Residents should also remember to check that anyone claiming to be a waste disposal operative is properly licensed. Find out more about fly tipping and how to report incidents and provide evidence at eastleigh.gov.uk/fly-tipping. Solar farm gets the go-ahead. A major solar farm in the West End area of Eastleigh Borough has been given the go-ahead by councillors in the latest move to extend the councillor's solar power generating portfolio. The Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee has approved plans to install around 60,000 solar panels across three fields on the 370-acre site off Allington Lane. The 27-megawatt array will produce enough energy to power 11,000 homes. The Borough Council's Cabinet Lead for Environment, Councillor Rupert Kirrell, said, "Climate change is a significant issue and it's getting worse. Clean energy will mean a more resilient supply at an affordable price. The council already owns and operates smaller scale solar generated assets around the borough."
Your council. Remembrance poppies return. The council will again be installing two large poppies on the bandstand in Eastleigh Recreation Ground ahead of this year's Remembrance Day. Local people are invited to tie a poppy onto the bandstand to show their respect and help turn the bandstand red in support. The Eastleigh, Chandler's Ford and District branch of the Royal British Legion will be holding their Festival of Remembrance at The Point, Eastleigh, on Sunday the 27th of October at 3 p.m. with the band of the Hampshire Constabulary. Tickets are £13 and can be booked from The Point box office. All proceeds in aid of the poppy appeal. Wessex Vale Crematorium are holding a service of remembrance on behalf of the branch on Saturday the 2nd of November at 2 p.m. Remembrance services and parades will be held around the borough on Sunday the 10th of November. An Armistice Day service will be held at 10:45 a.m. on Monday the 11th of November at the War Memorial in Eastleigh Recreation Ground. Poppy Appeal volunteers are vital to enable the Royal British Legion to support the Armed Forces community. For more information, please visit rbl.org.uk/poppyvolunteer or contact Claire Smith, email cssmith4@britishlegion.org.uk or telephone 07526 200 209. Nominate your Citizen of Honour. Do you know someone who has made a substantial contribution to the community or has helped to make the borough a better place? If so, they could be made one of the borough's Citizens of Honour. The Citizen of Honour Award is granted every 2 years to people who have given long and exceptional service to their local community. The awards were introduced in 1986 to mark the 50th anniversary of the borough, and since then, 61 awards have been made. If you would like to recommend someone for the Citizen of Honour Award, please send their name and the reasons why you think they should be nominated to the Mayor's Office, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN, or email mayorsoffice@eastleigh.gov.uk. All nominations will be treated with the strictest confidence. The closing date for nominations is the 31st of December 2024, with the awards being made in May 2025.
Keeping the electoral register up to date. Your household will shortly be receiving a form from the Borough Council showing the names of residents who are currently registered to vote at your property. Please check this information to ensure the details are correct. If the information needs to be updated, please visit householdresponse.com/Eastleigh to make any changes. The information is used to confirm who, at your address, is eligible to vote. This information can also be used when applying for credit, such as a mortgage or personal loan. Not being registered can risk you being refused credit. Please help us by responding as soon as you can to prevent reminders being sent and to avoid the need for additional contact with you. For more information about the annual canvass, please visit eastleigh.gov.uk/annual canvass.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m, 27th of November, 29th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIF OHH or contact kitty.budden, spelt BUDDEN, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Telephone 023 8068 8418. Burselden, Hamble le Rice and Hound, 6 p.m, 21st of November and the 23rd of January. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean, spelt MCCLEAN, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Telephone 023 8068 3367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. on the 6th of November and the 15th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CF for Foxtrot H or contact guy.riddoch, spelt R-I-D-D-O-C-H, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Telephone 023 8068 3369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. on the 5th of November and the 21st of January. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddoch at eastleigh.gov.uk. Telephone 023 8068 3369. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. on the 11th of November, 27th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact ross.mclean at eastleigh.gov.uk or telephone 023 8068 3367.
Book an MOT with your council. Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency, DVSA, approved MOT service? Our team of professional mechanics, based at our Hedge End depot, carry out MOT testing service on cars, light vans, class 4, 5 or large panel vans between 3,000 kg and 3,500 kg, class 7. We don't offer a repair service. If your vehicle fails, we'll only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. We offer a free retest if a vehicle was brought back within 10 days. To book, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking. Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Telephone 02380688000. Facebook and X, formerly Twitter, at Eastleigh BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at the website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. Distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News falls after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but are keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties or guarantees, and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisements placed in the Borough News.
And that brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Rochelle.
Goodbye.
And myself, Sharon. Goodbye.